trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
Tosca. She lives for art, but she'll die for love. Lyric Opera presents Puccini's Tosca on stage January 24th through March 14th. A fiery opera star is in love with a rebel artist, but he's hunted by a villainous police chief who'll stop at nothing to capture him. How far will a desperate diva go to save the man she loves? Immerse yourself in the passion and the beauty of one of the greatest operas ever written, all set to Puccini's stunning music. Tosca at Lyric Opera. Tickets at lyricopera.org.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have so much more energy and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
Listing live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio live at Austin's in Libertyville, the Wolves push for the playoffs against the defending champs Texas tonight at 7 at Allstate Arena. We start in the NCAA tournament and some upsets early today. Two 14 seeds with victories over three seeds. It was Georgia State with a 13-0 run in the final 237 to edge Baylor 57-56. Another 14 seed UAB edged out Iowa State 60-59. And earlier today, Notre Dame, a three seed, held on to beat Northeastern 69-65. Three games going on right now late in the second. Actually, about 7 minutes ago in the second half, it's Arizona leading Texas Southern 79-57 at the half. A real barn burner. Butler leading Texas 26-24. And with about 50 seconds to go in the first half, UCLA is leading SMU 30-27. It's close, though, Dan. Don't declare that one over yet.
No, I don't want it to be
like
over.
Like you declared, what'd you say, Baylor over
49-42, he declared the game over.
I was right. That's right. It is over.
49-42, he said. Yeah, this game's done. Over.
Baylor's got
and then,
one.
And then a possession later, you declared it over.
Yes, he did.
No,
we were
messing around, though.
He needed three more points.
Baylor went up 10, and you said, that's done.
Oh, I'm messing around. Come on, now. I always believe in my man.
What did I tell you guys?
I'll own it.
I said, don't ever count the Georgia State Panthers out of a game.
I know. It's all you ever say.
It's all I ever say anymore.
He's going to fall out of his chair to prove it.
The constant drumbeat of you and your Georgia State.
If I fall out of my chair, we're going to be screwed.
I know. You've already done it once today.
It's not a high chair, though.
I know. But that's the greatest finish ever.
We'll keep you updated on all the games as they take place during the Boris Bernstein show. Today, on to the NBA. The Bulls are off today. They start back-to-back games tomorrow. They host Toronto. Then they're at Detroit on Saturday. Bulls have a one-game lead on Washington for the fourth spot in the East. NHL, Blackhawks are at Dallas on Saturday. The Hawks trail St. Louis by 3 in the Central, also trail Nashville by 2. The Hawks have won 4 in a row and 7 in their last 9. Having a great time here at Austin, the Boers and Bernstein. Just, I mean, those two are. None of the rest of us are. Spring training.
What's going on out here?
Dan's tickling Terry. White Sox are off today. Cubs split squad games. About ready to take off here. Kyle Hendricks and the Angels. 8:40 tonight. Edwin Jackson faces the Diamondbacks. Tomorrow it's White Sox and Cubs. 255, a game you can hear on the Score. One NFL note for you. The Browns picked up wide receiver Dwayne Bowe on a two-year deal. This scoreboard update brought to you by PDQ Signature Systems. Fast, efficient restaurant POS software. Introducing Cars.com's revolutionary new service and repair feature. Now you can know what to pay for parts and labor in your area. Research, price, fine. Only Cars.com helps you get the right service without all the drama. Cars.com, all drive, no drama. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Muller's Woodfield Acura in Hoffman Estates.
Coors and Bernstein.
Coors and Bernstein.
Enjoy them.
15 years on The Score.
Have you seen the naked chef woman on YouTube?
You've been reading about all that? You've been seeing that?
From Argentina?
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen her?
Yeah.
I've seen her.
She's pretty.
But the thing you don't realize is that there's good naked and bad naked. Naked hair brushing good. Naked crouching bad.
She can't cook for anything, but it doesn't matter.
See, that's the point. That, you don't care now, do you?
Is there something wrong with me that I actually was disappointed in the fact that she wasn't cooking interesting Argentine cuisine?
There's something desperately wrong.
Hola, viewers. Hoy es martes. Tiene total para meterse en la cocina, ¿no?
She's rolling up hot dogs in tortillas. If you're going to be that hot a babe and you're going to record these cooking videos, cook something interesting. Don't be rolling up hot dogs in tortillas and baking them with an egg wash.
Qué rico el ahumado.
Nude and improved.
Make me something. There's all kinds of wonderful food there.
I could say something, but I don't think I can say something.
But she's, no, she's nice, though, man.
Looked pretty good to me.
Besitos.
Cooking you up a little,
Never mind. Okay.
I can't look anymore. I've seen too much.
Boars and Bernstein.
Bad.
Chicago Sports Radio yes. 670. The Score.
We've got results and we've got games going on, so we're going to lay this all out for you right now. In Terry's region, we have got members of the Sour 16. The one seed survives with wrong way drivers topping Pete Carroll's clutch decision making with 55% of the vote to 45%. And wrong way drivers has got a tough one up next, taking on elevator rides with Ray Rice, which defeated Phil Emery's draft picks with 61% of the vote. The other half of Terry's region, Mark Trestman's powers of observation, 62% to beat getting hit in the face with a fastball. And an Ebola hot zone edges Who You Crappin' Callers with 53% of the vote.
Not by much, I'll tell you that.
No.
Sort of is an Ebola hot zone for a while. Better now, though, we expect it today as well.
In the Chris Tannehill region, the number one of number ones being in an ISIS video soundly defeats Roger Goodell with 62% to 38%. The 2014 Chicago Bears, in a rout over dog farts, they have corralled. Danny. Yep.
He doesn't. No. He's not acknowledging.
Sorry, B-Max in here yelling.
Oh, and coughing.
What does he want? What does he want?
All right. 2014 Chicago Bears with
83%
of the vote.
Wow.
Vote for that.
Wow.
And we had a 3-vote difference in the next game. A 3-vote difference. So it was 50% each, but a 3-vote difference. Low shower pressure nudges people who take pictures at the gym. And another route in the other game. It'll be Malaysian Airlines moving on. They advance with 81% of the vote over people who tell you to vote. Now, we have these games that are tipping off as we speak. Go to tournamentofbad.com to vote. In the Abaticola region, is number one, anti-vaxxers, against the 8-seed Juliana Rancic. This is a very interesting 4-5 matchup, too. There is some drama, some subtext to some of these games. Jay Cutler's leadership versus Derek Rose's knees. The 11 versus the 3, being arrested while soliciting a hooker, has just tipped off against going to the DMV. And then it's women with beards against beer snobs.
Like the chef, always something to eat.
And in my region, the number one leaving home to join ISIS is playing against the 8-seed anti-science lawmakers. It's beating a 4-year-old with a stick versus Brandon Marshall fans.
That's a tough one there.
Irrational fear of gluten against signing just to retire as something. And here's another one with the storylines we talked about. Jackie Robinson West apologists, the 7 seed, against second-seeded Ferguson Police Department. So there you have it. Those games are underway right now here on the Boers and Bernstein Show. This is the Tournament of Bad. And tomorrow, you guys are on. I have the day off.
Yes, we are on. Maddie and I will take care of it from 1 to 3, approximately.
I'll be listening because I'll be driving around running errands and dropping off goodie bags at hotels.
We'll
and
tear this bitch up,
too. I'm dropping off. Yeah, they're with me. They're actually playing the party.
We just have a shorty because then we have the White Sox. Mm-hmm. But Maddie and I will tear this thing up.
And we'll be down to the awful eight after tomorrow? Oh, we're done? Okay, not doing it. Okay, we're not going to bother with tomorrow.
We need more drama.
Got to build in that drama there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Next week, more drama. So we'll talk whatever tomorrow from 1 to 3, because I'm not exactly sure what it's going to be, but it'll be a thing. I promise you that.
The Bears have made a signing. The Bears have signed tight end Dante Rosario for a one-year contract. He's awful.
Wow.
The Bears have signed a bad player.
And that you're right about that, because I asked yesterday if that long snapper was better looking than Patrick Manley. Boy, that's a resounding no.
No.
That guy is, holy crap. Oh, man, dude, please do me a favor.
Put the helmet on.
Put the helmet on.
Holy crap. Think about the level of ugly they've signed, because they also signed the other guy. The French guy with Ducasse, Vladimir Ducasse, who won the New York Jets King Ugly competition.
That's right, he did, didn't he?
Oh, God. He is not handsome.
Boy, it's John Fox. What the hell are you doing? Maybe you're going to stand and walk in your own locker room.
What did I do?
Long snapper. That's a looker we call in the old country. I'm saying that I'm certainly not, but oh, my God. That's just really rough road. But let me tell you something. One of the I've covered a lot of NCAA tournaments, been watching them for a long time, going all the way back to the days when nobody could beat UCLA. And
I hope somebody beats UCLA today.
Oh, good Lord, they're winning. I'm going to be sick.
I know.
But Maddie said it's not over. We're sure it's only halftime. That Georgia Southern thing.
Hysterical.
Is just the best piece of sports tape you're ever going to see.
Ron Hunter falling off his chair. This is the guy who just blew out his Achilles.
Really celebrating the victory the other night.
And then they had to lower the net so he could cut down his portion of the net. Ron Hunter. And then Ron Hunter was sitting at a chair at the end of the bench with his
a stool,
surgically repaired leg all wrapped up. He did have the surgery already, right?
I think he did.
And when they won, he tried to stand up and he fell down.
Yeah, the shot went in. Tremendous shot. Just great. And a great play. Long shot, but right through. True as can be. And you see him toppling off his chair in the corner of the pitch.
He misses. Sipes the rebound. Got to push this to the basket. Take it to the basket, guys. 9 seconds. No timeouts left. What are they doing? R.J. Hunter for three. God!
Oh, that's his kid.
It is. Ron Hunter has fallen off his stool for good reason. Georgia State up by one.
We had him on the show. Remember when he was at Ooey Pooey? He was the head coach.
Oh, we did, didn't we?
Yes, we had him on the show.
He was crazy then.
He was the head coach at Indiana University, Purdue University, Indiana, wherever the hell it is.
Wherever the hell it is, somewhere.
He was the head coach. He was an assistant at Miami, and then he was the guy at Ooey Pooey, and he was crazy. He had some charity thing he did with shoes. Remember, like when he went to him, he coached a game without shoes.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He was I didn't even put that together.
He's about 30 pounds heavier than what we talked to him last time. And that's his kid, R.J. Hunter, the guy who hit the shot as his kid.
There he is with the... the ball went in. He's like sideways, topples off the stool.
Yeah, in 2002, 2003, they went to the NCAAs. That's when he was on the show, I think.
I believe that's right.
That's when we first got excited about Ooey Pooey. And then said it shouldn't be Ooey Pooey, it should be Ooey Pooey.
Oh,
and he was right.
God. That is, I mean, there have been some great video, you know, the Valvano running around with nobody to hug or looking for somebody to hug and all the other stuff. But I never, you will never see another coach. First of all, they're not sitting on a stool. And you will never see, like, the kid make, his own kid make the shot. And then you look in the corner and here he's tipping off the stool.
Down he goes.
Down goes Hunter.
Happy as a clam. And they're helping him up, and he's trying to peg leg around as he's celebrating. That's great.
That's unbelievable.
All right, when we come back, I've got something I would like to play for you. Our guy Dale Hansen from Dallas.
Oh,
TV,
this is the best.
Broadcaster in Dallas who had the wonderful editorial commentary on Michael Sam so long ago, and
we visited with him.
We did, mm-hmm. And the guy is just a delight, and he's a terrific monologuist. And as much as you enjoyed your Norm Macdonald stuff on Letterman last night, it's really 3 minutes, and it's Dale Hansen with, shall we say, a very strong opinion about the Cowboys' decision to sign Greg Hardy.
Well, I enjoyed the Norm Macdonald very much because he was very funny, and I think Tanny agrees with that. And the call of the Miami Heat, the Wade basket.
Because the guy didn't quite know what to say.
Didn't know what to say.
You know, we're doing something we don't do very often, other than the midday guys do, but we are streaming the show via video right now. Hi. Hello, creepy people.
Hey, how
people.
You doing?
Hello.
Hi, creepy people.
No, I'm not waving to you. I'm waving to the camera.
Yeah, I'm not waving to you, old timer. Sit down there. Relax.
Jeez. you can...
I'm calling him old timer. Hey.
You can go to watch670thescore.com.
My guy.
Watch670thescore.com. We're Boers and Bernstein. Keep it here. You got the score.
Listen to the Spiegel and Golf Show, 9 a.m. to 1 on the Score.
Thanks.
Oh, my God. This show is Different Strokes. You and
drumming?
Jay and Nick adopted a little brother to talk sports with.
The Spiegel and Golf Show, weekdays 9 to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Just last September, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones said domestic violence was, quote, intolerable. But apparently, passing on Greg Hardy was even more intolerable. And now Jerry is spinning that our organization understands the very serious nature of domestic violence in our society and in our league. We know that Greg has a firm understanding of those issues as well. Quote, end of quote. Right. His firm understanding is that if you can get a firm handle on the quarterback, then pretty much nothing else matters. They want nothing to do with the NFL's leading rusher, DeMarco Murray. They let him go to an arch rival, no less, but they go out of their way to bring in a terrible dude who is still on the NFL's exempt list and almost assuredly will begin the season with a suspension. So what's the message? The message is threatening a woman is cool just as long as you're a threat to get to the quarterback. I'm Jim Rome.
The city is yours to navigate. Enjoy it luxuriously in a select edition certified pre-owned Land Rover from Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago. Serving Chicagoland for over 55 years, Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago has outstanding pricing, financing, and lease offers, including 0.9 financing on select certified pre-owned Land Rover models. Right now, you can drive a 2013 select edition certified pre-owned Land Rover LR4 at Howard Orloff for only $47,995 and get up to 6-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty coverage. And Howard Orloff has 35 other select editions certified pre-owned Land Rover models available for immediate delivery. For an outstanding selection of Land Rover models, shop Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago, just off the Kennedy at Armitage, or visit Orloff.com.
Stock number P127068, plus tax, title, license, and doc fee. Coverage begins on the vehicle's original date of retail sale. See your local Land Rover dealer for details. Expires March 31st.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit PDQPOS.com.
Tournament time is all about Jake's Mint Chew.
and the 15.99% off on our delicious non-tobacco, non-nicotine chew.
15.99? I thought we were going to call it the sweet...
Wait, don't say it. The whole phrase is owned.
Owned?
Owned.
That's what you want to call our great deals on Jake Smith Chew, the succulent 15?
Yes, the succulent 15.99.
You're getting close to a lawsuit, fella.
Don't worry about it. Best deal we've ever had.
Wow. Okay, so let's get this straight. It's the Jake Smith Chew succulent 15 where you get 15.999% off 10 delicious flavors of Jake Smith Chew?
I think you added an extra 9, but yeah. The USDA certified mint chew that actually helps you quit dipping tobacco.
All right, so go to jakesmintchew.com and enter mint at checkout and get 15.99% off right now, limited time only.
Now that's sweet.
Shut your mouth.
Doug Gottlieb Show rolls on
the Mojo Show.
Around the clock national sports coverage.
Let's get to some news here.
Some serious issues that we want to get to.
Analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
What is the biggest story going into